Welcome to this month's Territory Checkup. I hope you're all doing well out there, looking forward to a great year and getting things rolling with these early cropping plans if you haven't already. You know, this is the time of year when you get some objections to this concept. The guys are stuck in the ag cycle. They're hard to get out of the ag cycle. They're not used to this. They're not used to planning early. And you've heard me say many times, the number one factor to getting a top farmer, any farmer, to get top yields is to get that cropping plan done early. Plan early is the biggest problem in front of every farmer out there today. So one of the most powerful things we do is help these guys get out of the ag cycle and onto your plan. So we follow the blueprint, 9-step blueprint we're following through this whole process. And right now we're in the selling season. The selling season involves getting that cropping plan done during the prospecting process or even calling on current customers right now. There's absolutely no reason why a current customer would not have his cropping plan started right now, this time of year. So I want to address one of the most powerful order-stopping objections that you get. We've talked about this before, but we can't talk about this enough, especially this time of year. And the objection is, I'm not ready to start my cropping plan until harvest is over. That's a pretty bold statement, because not only did the farmer say he wasn't ready, he also told you when he may be ready, sometime after harvest. And if it's currently planting season and he won't set the date to start his cropping plan prior to harvest, you're going to have to wait 7 or 8 months longer before you can even talk to him about writing his order. That's 7 or 8 months that your company will have to operate without a sale. And we said that nothing happens inside your company at all. Nobody has a job until somebody writes an order. So your company's going to be standing still for 7 or 8 months waiting for somebody to write an order. That's why this objection is not only one of the most common, it's one of the most dangerous when it comes to selling seed. And when a grower delays his buying that much, it puts your company at the mercy of that grower. He controls your time, your inventory, and eventually your profitability. So anytime a prospect or customer says he's not ready to begin his cropping plan, you're going to hear things like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to wait to see what the markets do before I place my order. I'm going to wait to see what input costs are before I decide what crops to plant next year. Wow, those are pretty bold statements, aren't they? And those are the kind of statements you don't want to hear when you're out talking to growers. Or if you hear them, you want to be able to take care of these things. So I'm going to give you several different responses in no particular order that it's to this all-important objection of wanting to delay the cropping plan development. But first, I want you to ask yourself this. Is what the grower wants to do good for him? Is this delaying process, delaying mentality good for him? Is it the right thing for him and you? The answer, of course, is no. It's bad for both of you. But once you've decided that, you can proceed with your responses. But the key is never allow the selling process to stall or stop your ability to write orders just because the farmer does not think he's ready to plan ahead. Planning is harmless. We can always change the plan. But farmers have plenty of excuses for not wanting to start their cropping plan before harvest and order their inputs early. But they have no real reasons for delaying this decision, just those excuses. Okay, the farmer's objection says, I'm not ready to start my cropping plan that early. I have no idea what I'm going to do until after harvest. Well, one response is easy. Hey, that's no problem. We don't have to finalize anything until harvest. But the key to getting those yields up to meet the goals that we set for you in each of those fields is to do it early. So we have time to plan our process and the entire crop production process. Remember, the number one factor that sets the stage for getting top yields is early planning. We can always change the plan, Mr. Farmer. And the day we start planning process, we jump into my truck, take a good look at your fields, and talk about where you want to take your yields for each of those fields next year. You're going to really like the process, so let's get started. Response number two. Hey, that's no problem. You can place your order anytime you want. That immediately releases the grower from thinking that they're just trying to get his order. If he pushes back on the idea of developing his cropping plan earlier in the season, it can only mean one thing. His perceptions of you are not yet high enough to get him to follow your lead. That happens to be the only valid reason growers have for not ordering early. And that's because you haven't raised perceptions of yourself high enough and developed the relationship strong enough to get the grower to follow your lead and do what you want him to do, when you want him to do it. The only way a grower will follow you is if you've made sure the perceptions of you and your company and the products that you sell are sufficiently elevated in his mind so he wants to buy from you. He believes in you. And at that stage, the relationship has been created, and he'll follow you and do what you ask him to do, including commencing the development of that cropping plan whenever you ask him to do it. The key to raising perceptions and building that relationship is spending more time with your grower, and the more time you spend with him, the more he gets to know you, and the faster the buying will get underway. That's why every time you see this guy, from planting to the post-planting report card visit, to the field visits after that, you talk about the cropping plan and getting that thing developed early, getting that date set to develop early. When he knows all this up front, it's going to be a lot easier. Response number three may be, where do you want to take your yields in the next 2 or 3 years? Well, he says, I'd like to break 200 bushel. You say, excellent. What's your plan to get there? Well, I really don't have one. Well, we have a plan. It's called a high-yield cropping plan. Have you ever done a high-yield cropping plan? No, I haven't. Why don't I come back next Tuesday or Wednesday morning? I have 8 o'clock open on both days, and we can take a look at your fields. You shouldn't be ordering anything until we have a plan in place anyway. And that plan involves taking your yields to levels that you never thought possible in every one of those individual fields. So which day would work best for you? 8 o'clock on either one of those days? On Tuesday or Wednesday, which day would work best for you? He says, let's do it Tuesday. Great. Here's my card with the time on it. I'll see you then. Thanks, and you'll have a great day. And one more response could be, that's no problem. You can order anytime you want. That's your decision. Hey, how long have you been farming now? About 20 years, he says. There's been a lot of change in the past 20 years, hasn't there? Yeah, there sure have. So what kind of change you made in your operation the last 3 to 4 years? Well, we've gone to some narrow rows, and we got a new planter last year. How's that working for you? Pretty well so far. How much yield increase did you get from going to narrower rows? Well, I'm taking him inside the circle on purpose, because I want him to answer that question on his own. He said, I don't know if we saw much response or not, and the weather kind of interfered with us during planting season. And I simply say, most farmers don't get much yield increases because row spacing in what we do is not the issue. He says, really? No, row spacing really has very little to do with yield until you've maxed out your current population. He said, what do you mean? Where do you want to take your yields over the next 2 or 3 years? Let's talk about that number. I'd like to break that 200 bushel. Well, that's a good goal. But what kind of a plan do you have to get there? Well, again, I really don't have one. But we have a plan. As I mentioned, it's that high-yield cropping plan. So let's get together on, let's get together on Monday or Tuesday of next week. I got 8 o'clock open on both days. And we can go look at your fields. You shouldn't be ordering anything until we have a plan in place for taking your yields to those new levels anyway in each one of those fields. Which day would work best for you? So it's the same scenario I used on the previous one once we get to that point. The key is, they are not wanting to think about the crop. Maybe it's crops behind this year. A lot of areas had difficult planting conditions where we did too. We got fields that never got planted. In those cases, that is no reason not to plan for next year and get that all important yield up where it belongs on his field. He can't do anything about the crop that's in the ground this year except take care of it and protect the yield that's out there. He can't add any more to it. But next year he can add yield to it at the planter. And that's what we want to do. Plan to add more yield when we get to the planter next year. And that takes planning. All the top 5 factors we've talked about producing a top crop fall into play right now. And in that process is the number 5 factor, which is very, very important, post-planting management. So don't let this number 1 order stopper get in your way. This is the time of year to make hay. And when you get to December 31st or whenever your sales season supposedly or your harvest season is over, your sales year should be over also. It ends when the combines start rolling. But we know all of your customers won't have their orders in at that time for some reason. But ideally, they would have all their cropping plans done before harvest. And guess what kind of time you would have getting ready to deliver all that seed, all that increase that you have put in place this summertime. This is the time to harvest. Your harvest season is right now. It's not in the fall. So happy selling. Go out and get them. I'm Rod Ostis.